Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Pasture Base Ireland figures are, the average farm cover is 840 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and growth rates were 32 kilos of dry matter per hectare for the last 7 days. The cover per livestock unit is 264 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit, so there's a good supply of grass on farms at the minute. Dry matter percentages have been variable, with 15% recorded in Athenry, County Galway, 22% in Oak Park, County Carlow, 17% in Moore Park, County Cork, and 18.5% in Grange, County Meath. Your predicted grass growth, rainfall, and soil temperatures for the coming 7 days. Finally, I get to be the bearer of positive news on the podcast. With grass growth expected to improve significantly into the mid to high 40s for the coming week, and soil temperatures should reach 10 to 11 degrees Celsius by early next week. Rainfall amounts, you won't be sorry to hear, are predicted to be back into the single figures, with only a couple of millimetres expected for the south and the east, and 8 to 9 millimetres for the west and the north over the coming 7 days. Your Grass 10 grazing tips for this week? Conditions have been very difficult, particularly for those on heavier land or in the northern half of the country, with rainfall and cold conditions leaving land waterlogged. However, this situation should be an improving one. If you have been grazing by day, aim to get back out for a second grazing in the afternoon as the weather starts to improve. Farms who are settled at grass should consider 24 to 36 hour allowances now to drive intakes in cows, who, like farmers, have had a tough spring. If you have been housed, walk your farm and try to get out for the 3 to 4 hours of median covers of 1,100 to 1,400 kilos of dry matter per hectare. On some farms, the last remaining paddocks on the first rotation are too wet to graze, so move into their second rotation if covers are above 1,200 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and decide over the course of the next week to 10 days whether you will need them for grazing or are they better off in a bale. Some advice on fertilising, grazing and silage ground? Apply chemical N fertiliser at a rate of 35 to 40 kilos of nitrogen per hectare in the form of 18-6-12 plus sulphur if you have a pea allowance or if slurry has not been applied, or protected urea plus sulphur if there was some slurry applied when conditions allow on your grazing ground this week. Some land will be still too wet to spread, but aim to get your drier ground back on track. April, May and June are the months that there is the highest response to chemical N. There is still roughly 40 days until the 25th of May, so plenty of time to have 70 units of N per acre taken up by the grass plan for first cut silage. Avoid applying slurry on paddocks that have not been grazed or will not be grazed. Apply P and K in the form of 0730, 2 bags per acre. I suppose check with your advisor for your P allowance, and apply N in the form of protected urea plus sulfur, a 38 plus 7 type product. Last Thursday, the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnell-Logue, presented the 2023 Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year Awards in Ballyhays Agricultural College in County Cavan. The awards are supported by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, with an overall prize fund of £33,000. Patrick O'Neill from County Longford scooped the top prize as overall winner while also winning the dairy category. We also had a new student section as part of the 2023 awards, with Mark Phillips from County Monaghan and Ronan Carroll from County Tipperary recognised as joint winners in the student category. Our farmer category winners are as follows. As I said already, Patrick O'Neill from County Longford was the dairy category winner. Billy Gilmore from County Galway was the dry stock category winner. Evan Hunt, a Sligo man like myself, was the young farmer category winner. Kevin O'Hanlon from County Carlow was the organic farming category winner. Killian Brennan from County Cavan was the nutrient management category joint winner alongside Michael Carroll from County Limerick. Over the coming weeks, some of these farmers will be featured on our weekly newsletter and podcast. And congratulations to all our winners, and keep an eye out for their farm walks over the summer. This week's featured farmer is our dairy category and overall winner, Patrick O'Neill from County Longford. Patrick has an average farm cover of 611 kilos of dry matter per hectare, a cover per livestock unit of 172 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and grass growth rates were 38 kilos on his farm for the last 7 days. Patrick is 100% calved. The situation is improving on Patrick's farm, but it had been a very difficult grazing week. He was trying to get grass in the diet by day for 3 hours, but he was housed full time at night for 10 days. 70% of the platform is up to date on nitrogen, but some of the wetter paddocks on the farm have gotten away so far this spring. When cows were out of grass, they were being allocated 8 kilos of grass, 6 kilos of meal, and 5 kilos of silage at night. Patrick has 1,450 kilos of dry matter per hectare back on the first paddocks on the second rotation, but he was holding for weather later on this week as he didn't want to waste grass as these paddocks were very, very tender. Commenting after the award win, Patrick said, "It was a huge shock to be chosen as the overall winner, and it was a great lift for me and my family in what has been a very difficult spring. It's a great achievement for farmers in the northern part of the country, and hopefully will encourage more farmers from our area to enter the Sustainable Grassland Farmer of the Year competition in future." If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas public website, and the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.